Boston Mayor Marty Walsh made a big promise in his 2013 campaign for mayor, universal preschool for every child in Boston.
Study after study has told us that universal early education and these other changes can be transformative.
But 3 years after Walsh's inauguration, there's still no universal preschool, not for Boston, not for the state, despite several attempts. What's the holdup? WBUR's Tanya Mosley reports.
Together, away, tippy-tippy-toe around.
A library is the last place you'd expect a party.
Tap your toe upon the ground.
But moms and dads at this South Boston branch are celebrating. Their kids are going to preschool, also known as K-1 in Boston.
So we're really glad we got a spot from the lottery, yeah.
Getting a K-1 spot for your child in the public school system can feel like winning big, because in a way, it is.
My husband and I, you know, we went online, we looked at the rankings, we visited a bunch of them. They have orientation days where you can go in specifically and get a tour.
Emily Wu is talking about the long process she went through to get her 4-year-old daughter, Talia, a spot in pre-K.
Met the teachers, met the principals, you rank it, and then they randomly assign a number to your child, right? And then, I guess, you know, through whatever system they use. You figure out where you end up if you get a spot at all.
This is the second time Wu has applied. Last year, she didn't get a spot. In fact, most of the parents at this celebration have tried and failed before. This year, for instance, over 3,200 students applied for K-1 spots in BPS. About 2,800 got seats.
I'm drawing.
Do you like to draw?
Mm-hmm.
Like Wu, 4-year-old Rosie's mom, Lauren Winnick, also applied twice. The first go-round, she didn't get in. And both times, Winnick started a full year in advance, which means at the beginning of this process, Rosie was one. Winnick believes the system is set up for people with plenty of time and resources.
K-1 wasn't guaranteed for Rosie at this point, so we felt so lucky. And I feel like because I'm home and was able to spend the time applying, that I had an advantage.
Giving all 3- and 4-year-olds in Boston that guarantee is exactly what Mayor Marty Walsh promised when he campaigned 3 years ago. So what happened?
What has been the holdup in implementing universal pre-K in Boston?
I don't know if I would say necessarily a holdup. I mean, we had the advisory committee moving forward. We're looking at the different issues. I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, it comes down to dollars and costs.
$1.4 billion. That's how much the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, an independent nonprofit, estimates it would cost to pay for universal pre-K statewide. And last spring, legislators from throughout the state proposed nearly half a dozen bills to pay for universal pre-K. None of those bills made it.
We do a lot of great things, but we've missed the boat on K education.
State Representative Alan Sylvia comes from Fall River, a gateway city, which means the median household income is below the state average. He introduced a bill that would bring universal pre-K to places like Fall River. His bill never made it out of committee.
We were the first state in the country to have a early childhood education program. And I always say Horace Mann rolls in his grave because other states are doing it with ease, and we're not.
Mayor Walsh has created an advisory committee. It's working with a private firm to see how other places, like New York, have not only implemented universal pre-K, but paid for it. The findings will be released in October or November. For now, Boston Public Schools rely on other types of funding. A federal $3 million preschool expansion grant will add seats over 4 years, and the city budget added another 220 K-1 seats beginning in the fall.
We added pre-K seats in Brighton, Jamaica Plain, East Boston, Mattapan, Bay Village, Rosendale, Charlestown. You know, so we broke it across the city. So we tried to put seats in places that may not have gotten them the last couple of cycles, and it's important for us to make sure that parents and children have accessibility to those seats.
Five more minutes.
In a few weeks, 4-year-old Rosie Winnick will attend Josiah Quincy Elementary in Chinatown.
I like playing with Susie a lot.
It's the first time she'll be away from her baby sister Susie and her mom.
I just want her to be happy. Yeah, I could like cry. I just want her to fit in and all that.
For parents, this feeling is universal. So far, the experience of preschool is not. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.